Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode. This week is a little bit different. I have my first guest that is on for the second time, and it would be Mr. Matt Schneider. Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me back.
And we have a plus one with you.
Sure do. Who do we got? Really the reason why we're back. I got invited back for a second time. My beautiful bride, Kristen.
Oh, hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Yes,
thanks
I'm so
for having me.
Absolutely. So, where we left off with you, Matt, was talking about this community, this event. We've now had the event, and now we get to talk about what that was, what your guys' vision, and how you even got to that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you might want to remind your listeners what the original episode was, because it was by far, I think, the best of all of them you've ever had. So they're going to definitely want to tune into that one.
It's very humble.
Very humble. You can put that in the show notes. Yeah, we did. We had the event, the Ignite Your Life Experience, 2 days couples event. And it was incredible. We had people from all over the country come for it, from all four corners. Miss McKenzie was there. I really am interested in figuring out why you came and what your takeaways were from it, because you came as a solo. But it was really just something where for Kristen and I, health, wealth, and relationships are like the three pillars. And when it comes to goal setting, when it comes to what we look to achieve and how we define wealth and success, those three pillars, health, wealth, and relationships, are at the top. And we wanted to get people into a room that have big dreams, big goals, big aspirations. But as they look around their immediate community, didn't necessarily find themselves surrounded by what Lindsay Schwartz described as expanders. Mm-hmm. And she actually talked about it in a really, really cool way when she was talking about the power of proximity. But yeah, it was an incredible event.
It was an incredible event. Mm-hmm. How was it for you, Kristen, being next to him? It was also a very short notice, I would say, of like the time that you guys decided you're going to have this event to when this event actually was like on the ground, it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was it for you being the spouse of this big dream, big aspiration, big event wanting to go and dealing with him?
Yes. Welcome to my life. Matt takes, like, he just moves at Mach 10 all the time. He has an idea and he runs with it, which is awesome because we talk a lot about how we balance each other out, and I would probably sit on an idea forever because I want everything perfect. I want to do all the research, whereas he's like, he wants perfection too, but he's just like, let's go. We're going to figure it out. We're doing it. But it was awesome. It was awesome to see it all come to fruition, and it was awesome to be a part of it from the beginning and see it through, and then just see the connections that were made at this event. It was really incredible.
Where did this idea actually spark?
Well, it sparked some point just before the first of the year. So Chris and I, we were heading up to do our 2023 goal setting and vision casting. And we knew we wanted to start a community because we are very big thinkers, dreamers, doers, and we have an incredible network of incredible people that we really, really enjoy spending our time with when it comes to just having a good time and just being able to really kick back, have fun, play games, barbecue, and do friend-related stuff. But when it came to people in our network that are on this really intentional mission of growth and achievement and stepping into their fullest potential, that immediate network is quite small here locally. In many cases, when Chris and I start talking about, you know, the big things that we're looking to achieve and the goals that we have and how we define success. Those are typically very short conversations with our close friends. And it's not because they don't support us, but it's because we dream too big and we think too big for most of the people that we're around. I can't highlight enough that they're amazing people. Mm-hmm. And we all have these people in our lives that we just love. But it was tough when we were talking to them about, you know, what we wanted to accomplish and the things that we wanted to do and the impact we wanted to have. And they didn't even really know where to go with that conversation. And so it would quickly just turn into more surface level conversation. So we knew that we're not alone when it comes to, there are lots of people out there, but they're spread all over the country and all over the world. And we wanted to put them into the same room for an event and then into in a community following the event. So that's how it all started. And that was at the first of the year. We ended up going down to, I think that was like in February that we did our vision casting. By March, we had the entire team, our team, fly down to Scottsdale, Arizona, where we met with Lindsay Schwartz and talked to her about community, because she's got an incredible community that she's had for the last 8 years. And so we met with her in March, and we determined at that meeting that we were going to do an event. And we just set a deadline to it. I firmly believe that imperfect action is better than no action at all. And anytime there's a level of anxiety about something, and I was feeling anxious about not having a community where I could have deeper, more meaningful conversations with more people, action is the thing that will alleviate that anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so we just went into full out action mode. We reverse engineered what we wanted this event to look like, what we wanted the outcomes of the event to be. And we just got after it. And so in a very short period of time, I mean, 3 months from the idea to execution is quite impressive. And people that weren't there probably won't be able to wrap their head around it. But for those that were, you know, they were able to see what we were able to accomplish in a very short period of time. It was pretty cool.
At a very high level. Like, this wasn't just an event you went to and you got a little sticker name badge. This was an event you got to and you felt like you were at the red carpet and that you mattered and that you were supported by the people around you because you're there. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, from my aspect of being a true guest, of not knowing anything prior, right, besides what you were striving for, and that's what caught my attention, the level of detail and the level of, I'm going to say, the caliber of like growth within there, but also I'm trying to find the right word for it, where it's just like you felt important. Mm-hmm. You felt at a high status, not of the high status of like I'm better than people, but it was like, this is what I'm investing in. This is why I invest in myself, and look at what I'm getting out of it. Yeah. And that was just by seeing the details. That wasn't even the conversations or meeting the people. That was just by the level of details that were, you know, I'm going to say subjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I have one of my core values is to have a high give a shit factor. Right. And, people can tell when you give a shit, and how you do anything is how you do everything, right? So what you're describing is the very high give a shit factor that our entire team has, because that's all you have to have very high standards to play in my arena and to have a seat at my table. And Kristen and our team absolutely does. And so when you have high standards and you're not willing to make exceptions and negotiate against your standards, people will rise up. And those people who are invited into that experience and opportunity, they take note. And so, you know, it was a really cool thing for people to be able to come to our hometown, mm-hmm. you know, to Boise. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, we knew a number of people there, but there were people also that we had never met before.
Yeah.
And you know, when people can see that you give a shit, but not just for because we wanted it, hey, look at us, mm-hmm. And look at what we can do, but because we cared about the outcomes of the event, which were to bring people together who really wanted to invest in their relationships, in their growth personally and professionally, and that we valued the time and energy and money that they were spending to come to this event. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make this something to where people knew that they were coming to something very special, and it was about them and not us.
Yeah.
It was cool too, because many of the speakers, I think all of the speakers commented on just the energy of everybody there. And they're like, we've never been around such great energy. Like, everybody's excited to be here. They're engaged. Like, they're all interacting with each other and connecting. And they were just really impressed by that. And I was so excited to see that too, because you don't know when you bring 100 people together what that's going to look like, you know? So it was really cool too, to see the people that were brought together and who formed various connections mm-hmm. over the course of that 2 days, a very short time period. But yeah, it was really cool.
And I think my perspective on that was the people that invested in this event also were investing in themselves. Mm-hmm. They are people that have growth mindsets, that have vulnerability and honesty with themselves, mm-hmm. and are wanting to level up in those three pillars: health, wealth, and relationships. And they were okay with turning inwards and saying, how can I get better? How can I make my business better? How can I make my marriage better? How can I make myself better? And I think that was that high level of energy of all like-minded people.
Yeah.
You yeah. didn't have a couple or people where you're like, oh, they just don't belong here. Mm-hmm. There was yeah. never once. Yeah. Every yeah. single person communicating and connecting with them, it was like, I understand what puzzle piece you are playing in yeah. this community. And that was neat.
And there were three of you who came solo.
Yes.
I mean, there were a few other volunteers and such too that were there solo. But even you, right, found value in coming.
Yes. And I spoke on this at the event, but one of the things that was, I'm going to say, my biggest takeaway was how the knowledge that they are providing can translate to so many different areas in your life.
Yes.
When we talk about relationships, that doesn't mean specifically just a marriage. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just mean a man and a wife, or, you know, that partnership. Mm-hmm. That means your relationship with your parents. That means your relationship with your boss, your coworkers. That word relationship, I think, gets tied with marriage so often. Mm-hmm. And really, we have relationships with everybody. It's to what degree?
Everybody and everything, right? I mean, I did my Monday morning mindset email earlier, and it was on assets versus liabilities, not from a P&L standpoint, but from a people standpoint. And, you know, a liability is something that puts us at risk or a disadvantage, right? So when you look at people that you have in your immediate network, some of those people are liabilities and they put you at risk or at a disadvantage. Then we have the assets, which they give us the advantage and they add value to our lives and to our goals. They give us the net positive effect that we're ultimately after. And you know, the people in the room and when you talk about relationships, and, you know, I would really encourage your listeners to do this, but when you are willing to put ego aside, you're willing to have a white belt mentality with a CEO mindset and audit the people that you interact with and put them into two buckets, right? Are they an asset or are they a liability? You don't have to overthink it. If there's somebody who puts you at a disadvantage or puts you at risk of achieving your goals or, you know, staying on track with whatever you're after, they go in the liability bucket. If they add value and they help move you in the right directions, they go in the asset bucket. That's step number one, is to audit the people that are around you and distance yourself and cut out altogether the liabilities. That extends into habits or places that you go or things that you do. You know, Netflix, binge watching something on Netflix, could very well be a liability if you're spending time watching something that does not propel you forward to meeting your goals, where you could be spending that exact same time reading a book, listening to the Raw Thoughts podcast.
Yeah.
or things that are gonna help propel you, right? So do that audit. The second thing, though, that also needs to be done, and this does take a high level of EQ as well as self-awareness, but to look yourself in the mirror and figure out whether or not you are an asset or a liability. Like, are you somebody that puts other people at risk or a disadvantage? If the answer is yes, and you're willing to have an honest conversation with yourself about it, do not be surprised when the only people willing to invite you to a seat at their table are others who are willing to accept liabilities being part of their network.
Yeah.
If you want to get ahead and you want to dramatically collapse the time it's going to take to success, and you want to get much further, much faster, only surround yourself with assets, and you yourself must be an asset to others. If you have liabilities in there in any form, you are compromised, right? Yeah. You are at a disadvantage, and you will not be invited to others' table into their circumstances if you're the one that they look at and they're evaluating. They're saying, this guy or gal, I don't know, they don't always bring the healthiest stuff forward.
Right.
We're going to create some distance from them too.
Right. And I think with that aspect of being an asset to other people is also the confidence within yourself of knowing what your qualities and what your gifts are. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this example, and this is also going to share with the listeners of how high value people were at this event. So Yardley, who is the voice of Lisa Simpson from The Simpsons, was there with her husband. And I got the privilege. It happened that we were on the same raft as we were going down the Payette. Incredible couple, incredible story of how they met. Just solid individuals. And they were talking to me about podcasting, right? They have a true crimes podcast, all of these things. Dan used to be a detective, so him and I are connecting. We're connecting on all of these different levels, right? And I remember Dan saying to me, like, we had, you know, left that day. We had seen each other at the Diamond Girls. And I said, oh my gosh, it's so great to see you guys dressed up. You know, so great. You know, how was today? He's like, I've been waiting to see you. And I was like, you know, he handed me his business card. He was, I really want to connect with you. Mm-hmm. And for a second, I stopped and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you have 4.5 million downloads to a podcast and you're wanting to get advice from me, where I'm also wanting to get advice from you, because they're different aspects of that. And I think that, you know, realization of looking yourself in the mirror also comes with that confidence of, where are your gifts? Where are your true values and your assets to other people?
Yes. It took me a long time to figure that out and a lot of self-work, because for a long time, I was not confident in who I was and I didn't know who I was. And my identity was attached to Matt. And I thought I needed to be a certain way. I thought I needed to be like Matt, which was unfortunate.
I mean,
no offense, but no, when you have two people who are the same, it makes it very difficult and challenging. And when I did the work to figure out, and for a long time too, it's sad, but I would be like, I just don't have any talents or gifts. Like what, I don't know what my purpose is. But after doing a lot of self-work, I realized what my talents and gifts are, and they're much different than Matt's. And I realized that we complement each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's all about in community, in marriage, in all your relationships. It's about figuring out where your gaps are and then bringing in other people to help fill those gaps and doing the same for them. Like mm-hmm. when they need you, then stepping up and filling those gaps.
Absolutely. And I think it's that servant's heart, you know, yeah. if you're willing to, if you also see that gap and you have that knowledge, being able to step in and serve them and lead with your heart, your business will follow, whatever your business is. And they will remember that true connection way deeper and way better than you just trying to sell something, or you just trying to put your business first, or you just trying to upsell them on whatever it is that you do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was something that it did take me back where I was like, oh, what do you mean? Like, you want to learn from me? And it did even take me a couple of days. It's like, no, we can see they do. Look at, you know, this, 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 and this. And I think some people think that can be very selfish, right? Because we're like, oh, look at how great we are. But it's not that perspective. It's the perspective of these are my gifts and these are my talents. And how can I provide to other people? And how can other people provide to me of things that I'm not great at?
Yeah.
And that's where asking for help, right? You're like, I don't know how to do that, but I have this I know I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the community comes into play in such a big way. It's like when we all are working towards a common thing, you know, we're all trying to grow and become better. Then there's people who have walked the hard path already that maybe you're in the depths of it now, and they can help you navigate, and they all want to see you succeed. Like, that's the beautiful thing about it, is we all want to help elevate each other and rise up together. So
yeah, I definitely can understand that too. And for the listeners, Lindsay Schwartz is the founder of Powerhouse Women. Like, she is a powerhouse.
Oh, she is.
Right? Like, she is an incredible person. I got the privilege of meeting her, getting to talk with her. And something that she had told me was, you know, when we kind of are these front and forward moving people, we don't always have that guide, right? Mm-hmm. So we do have to expand to the people around us to help us get to there. But there's also, doesn't matter the money, doesn't matter the time you have in your business, it doesn't matter, you know, how long you've been doing it, it will always feel scary. Mm-hmm. And that scary moment is also what helps you push forward. You never have it fully figured out.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. No. Yeah, I love challenges now. I used to shy away from all the challenges, but there is so much growth in the challenges. So now I'm always like, okay, chase the challenges. If it feels scary, like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Go for it. Because there's growth and learning and opportunity. Like, even if you fall flat on your face, you're going to learn and you'll be like, I still got through that.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, basically my mentality that I had on this event, right? Like, there was a couple times where I was like, even messaged you guys, like, I'm single, like, I'm going to this couple's experience, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what am I doing? You know? And then thinking even to myself is like, no, you're putting yourself in the room with people that are like-minded, that are wanting to get better relationships, that are wanting to get better at these things. you are proving that you want to be at that same table.
Yes.
And even though I don't, you know, I didn't take someone with me, that now means I get to filter that person through what I've learned. Mm-hmm. And that is important, because even in a relationship, that can help propel of, no, you're a liability, right? Mm-hmm. Like yeah. now yeah. that for me looking at a man is like, are you an asset or a liability to me? Because I have a lot invested in myself, and it has came from being with somebody that was a liability, and the self-work and figuring things out and where do I want to go and, you know, making who I want to be as well.
Yeah.
We don't just automatically learn these things. We put ourselves in positions to be able to learn from people that have already navigated those rough waters.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, Chris and I were, before this podcast started, there's all these old photos from the early 1900s on the walls outside of the studio here. And, you know, they're pictures of this building that we're in, right? But people who have died long, long ago. And these black and white photos are of, you know, the muddy streets and horse-drawn carriages and old Model T cars, and found myself looking at it, and Chris and I were talking, but you know, life is just such a vapor. You know, the time that this picture was taken, the people there, they, what they had going on was the most important thing mm-hmm. in their lives, right? And they were living their life, but they're long gone, and the world just keeps on spinning, and it just keeps on doing its thing. And I think the big thing for Chris and I and those that came to the event and people who are cut from the same cloth is we know that life is a vapor mm-hmm. and we know that the amount of time that we have is uncertain, and we want to be able to experience as much as we can in this life and then leave as big of an impact as we can yeah. on this life and have generational impact, you know, so that one day when others are looking at photos that, you know, are the version of black and white, you know, in 100 years from now, the way that we're looking at those pictures outside the studio, and they're seeing us and they're seeing people that were navigating this world, but, you know, are long gone. We want to be able to have the kind of impact that makes a real difference. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's really what we're after. And those are the way that you're able to do that is by getting into rooms with people who are thinking and operating in the same way. There's nothing wrong per se if, like, you recognize I'm in a good place and you know, I don't necessarily want to achieve more. I, you know, if you're aligned with your spouse and your family and you're like, you're in this very comfortable place, like many of our friends are, and you don't have dreams or aspirations to have generational impact and, like, you know, accomplish crazy things. And as long as you're aligned with your spouse, then great, because mm-hmm. you're on the same page. But here's what I'll tell you. We saw a lot of at the event, and it happens a lot. And maybe some of your listeners are in this category as well, is when you have one person that just feels like they're called to do mm-hmm. something more. Like they're not fulfilled because they have this internal flame that isn't being tapped into, and they're not serving out their purpose yep. and they haven't stepped into their passions, and maybe one in the relationship is feeling that way and the other one isn't, which that needs to be worked through. But there's a way of getting aligned within the relationship and a way to audit your assets and liabilities. And, you know, Chris and I, we've been together for 20 years. We've been together or married for 17. And, you know, as she mentioned, it took her a while to figure out who she was and that her purpose was not to do the things that just simply made me proud for the sake of making me proud, right? Mm-hmm. And to know that what makes me proud is when she's serving her purpose and she's feeling fulfilled, And I get to watch that unfold. Mm-hmm. And then when this becomes super powerful as a couple is when we know each other's goals and priorities, and we both know our own zones of genius, and then we help each other mm-hmm. reach heights that we couldn't alone. And therefore, at no point are we leaving each other behind.
Right. That's cool. You guys are actually using your forces together mm-hmm. to level up instead of using your forces against each other and basically going like the opposite directions.
We did work against each other for a while and it was rough. Yeah. And I've realized for me personally, Matt always refers to things as the gas pedal and the brake. He's definitely the gas pedal. I'm definitely the brake. And I would brake hard on everything and just not want to give. And I got tired of always being the anchor and the brake too. It's much more fun to be supportive and be helpful. And still, like, I can apply the brake every once in a while. That's what brings balance to everything. Otherwise, he would be off the cliff a long time ago. True. So, yeah, it's okay to, like, tap the brakes and be like, oh, hang on. Let's think about this, da-da-da. But to always just be so, like, foot slammed down on the brake for anything, I don't know. It's so much better not to be that anchor and to just to help support and to see his dreams come true and do what I can to help
support those. And look, you were actually never the anchor. I think the problem in the relationship was rather than understanding what her gifts and talents were and how they could complement my goals and the things that I was driving to do, because I have always been the risk taker. I've always been the driver in the relationship. Rather than interpreting her asking questions or her like wanting to take pause on things as a way for me to see things from a different lens, or we all have blind spots and they're mm-hmm. called blind spots for a reason. It was a matter of understanding how to leverage her gifts and talents again to be able to achieve even a bigger thing than I was even after to begin with. I think reframing it is an important thing. And one of the things that I see, and I think many of us know people who fit in this category, is you have, you know, boyfriend, girlfriends, or husband and wives, people in relationships where they miscategorize the other side's gifts and talents, mm-hmm. and it's put into a negative category. It's even put into a liability category when it doesn't belong there. It's being miscategorized and improperly defined. And that's where we were, like, in the, you know, 2016, 2015, 2016 timeframe, where like we were having a lot of conflict because my goals have always been her goals, right? She's always wanted nothing but success. It was never a matter of like her trying to sabotage. But when I was thinking, man, she's just an anchor, or it's like all she does is apply the brake. And you know what I have to do is do the thing and then ask for forgiveness, it becomes a problem. And you know, these loops that I would play in my head about that, rather than actually including her and having the conversation and getting the feedback, you know, it went from a really problematic thing in our relationship to a really, really healthy thing. And I would really encourage all of your listeners and anybody in a relationship to consider the fact that your spouse and significant other, they are they're like your world's biggest best cheerleader. Nobody wants you to win more than your other half, right? And that other half is the person that you've chosen to do life with. I can almost guarantee, now this is, you know, you can't put a definitive on this because there are some cases, but it's going to be very rare. I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to identify your zones of genius, your spouse is willing to do the same, and you're willing to reframe the the conversations about how to achieve into something of how do we help each other do this thing rather than I need to do this thing and just deal with this anchor or this weight. If you just reframe it, you will be able to accomplish what I talked about at the event, which is that force multiplication. It truly is one of those things where it seems like you go from two people in relationship to 50 people because you're able to accomplish things that you otherwise couldn't alone. And the person that you're doing it with, you're leveraging their gifts and talents, and they want nothing more than just to see this thing cross finish line and be massively successful.
Yeah, because if it doesn't, she's also now like in the ringer for it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like your other person wants to see you succeed because that's also in their life. And that's a reflection of how they're going to act and be in that mood if it doesn't become successful. So it's like, yes, what can I do to help you get to that point? Because when you succeed, I also succeed in the relationship. Exactly. It is a teamwork dynamic, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Where was it? Because I know, Matt, you talked a lot about in our first podcast and listeners, it's called No More Fake It Till You Make It mm-hmm. Mentality.
Best episode out there.
Yes, yes. And you talked a lot about kind of your guys' history, what that looked like. But where was that timing? You know, and I love you, Kristen, saying like, hey, it hasn't always been like this. For people that maybe your relationship isn't like this right now, but you're giving the hope that it can. You just don't have maybe the right resources or the right tools. And that's what you two are helping provide for these listeners and for these people at the event and the people within the community. Where was it that you guys finally came together and you're like, hey, actually, I can help you and you can help me and we're going to work better together?
I would say, so Matt took a job and we moved away for a little bit. And it was right around that time where I had to step in and kind of navigate. We still had our one business at the time. I had to kind of take that over because Matt didn't have time for it. And it was really within that time frame that we started working better together. And then I started figuring out who I was. And initially it was like through a pro scan, it's called. It's a personality assessment. And a friend of mine, she does coaching and stuff on that. But that started me down a whole path of like figuring out who I am. I've done Enneagrams and all sorts of things. And all of them were consistent, like, and this is who you are. And so for me, it was like, oh, yeah, this is so much better when we're working side by side instead of like working separately and then coming up with two different results. Like when you're working together towards the same, it's just so much easier. So I don't know. I would really say it was that period of time.
Yeah, about 2017 is about where we started going down the personal development path and really understanding the value of it. That was about the time where I had been in something called the alternative group tab, which was or alternative board mm-hmm. For business. And I was surrounded by other successful entrepreneurs, had a mentor, and Kristen had started getting into personal development as well. Mm-hmm. So about that 2017 timeframe, which was on the heels of me firing Kristen because she, in her first business, you know, I brought her on board because I needed the help. And, but yet I didn't clearly define like what her roles and responsibilities were. And, you know, she would want to meet and we wouldn't meet. And we really didn't do a good job at all of defining roles. When I say I didn't do a good job of defining roles. And Kristen, I would say, just stay in your lane. You know, and she'd ask questions, just stay in your lane.
Where is my lane? I don't know.
I don't know, but you need to find it and stay in it.
Right? Get out of mine.
Yeah, it was awful. So I ended up like, this is not working.
We mutually agreed. I quit, and he fired.
You can't fire. I quit. Like,
exactly. Yeah. It was one of those, like, I don't want to be here anyways. Yeah. I'm out of here.
That was probably about 2017. Shortly after, I was like, I got to have you back. Right. And then we just started, like, the McKinsey, the solutions, they're not elusive. Right. So there's a saying that success leaves clues. Mm-hmm. And it's true. If you are having problems in any area of your life, there are people who have already gone through it, and for free, in a variety of different platforms, have talked about it and mm-hmm. have given the solutions to it. Now, the key is just to track those solutions down. The success has left the clues. Follow the clues. Do the thing. Stop talking about it, and you will experience the benefits of it. So if that's you're suffering financially in your marriage, you're addicted to something, you're unhappy at the job that you have to get up to and go to every single day, and it just sucks the life force out of you. No matter what area you're suffering in, life is too short to stay in a place of suffering. And the answers are that it has never been easier and faster mm-hmm. to get to solutions as it is right now today. At the fingertips of all of us, we have the ability to look up and find free value. Mm-hmm. This podcast, yeah. you do multiple a week and have been doing it for a while. It doesn't cost anybody a thing to spend the time to listen to it, right? So once Chris and I went down this path of personal and professional development and we started following the clues, that is when things really began to change. And then as a result of that, as I mentioned earlier with this assets versus liability thing, is when we stopped becoming or being more of a liability than an asset to each other and to those around us, others who had higher standards were now allowing for us to be part of the equation, having a seat at their table, having a place in the room. And then we started getting higher and higher level mentorship, and we were able to mentor others at a higher and higher level. And so for those that are willing to do the work, they're willing to have that CEO mindset, but that white belt mentality, the solutions are not elusive. Like mm-hmm. it just takes doing the work.
Yeah. And something that you have repetitively told me, in multiple different conversations with lots of different people is, words are really nothing. Mm-hmm. It's your actions. Mm-hmm. Put your feet to your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the aspect of like, show me that you're willing to do the work. Yep. Show me that you are willing to go in that direction. And it doesn't have to be something that it happens right overnight. It's what are your actions? Your actions are going to show me better than what your words are.
Yeah. Yeah. Kristen, you can't argue with what?
You.
No, don't argue with me. That's not going to work. But I say you can't argue with what?
I don't know. What do you?
Outcomes and results.
Oh, outcome. Yes. She's like, yeah, you put me on the spot. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. You can't argue with outcomes and results. True. They just are what they are. Right.
Yeah.
So, you have people who talk skinny, but eat fat. You have people that, they'll complain about one thing and they're going to, by golly, we're going to start this thing on Monday, or I'm going to, do this thing. And then that time comes and the thing doesn't get done.
Yeah.
And then the suffering continues, right? Yeah. So you can't, I say, don't talk about it, be about it.
Yeah.
Right. And, with my coaching clients, one of the parameters to become a client of mine is that you have to default to action. And because knowledge is not power, right? It's what you do with knowledge that becomes powerful.
Absolutely.
What everybody chooses to do with the incredible amount of information that they were given at that event is up to each individual person, right? And in so many different things in life, you will get out of it what you put into it. And so I don't even remember what your original question was at this point. I'm just rambling. You can't argue with outcomes and results.
There you go. I want to ask you, because you both have talked about doing the work, mm-hmm. like for you guys separately, what is that like personal development that you guys need individually for those actions to say, I have got to take care of myself. I'm obviously I'm single. I think I just do that by default, you know, but like in the marriage, how do you guys take the time and what do you do to actually do the work for personal development?
For me, I need to move my body. So it's important that I get up in the morning and I do my workout every morning. When I don't, I feel like I'm not a very happy person. So it just sets the day for me. And I also do reading that's usually centered around some sort of self-development. And then I listen to podcasts as I'm getting ready every morning. I listen to podcasts. And all of that just sets my day up right. Like I'm already in that mindset of, okay, let's go. Like it doesn't matter how the morning went. If the morning went crappy, just doing that and staying within that routine still puts me in the right frame of mind to tackle whatever comes my way. So that's a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the big things for both Kristen and I is we have given each other and to ourselves permission to make ourselves priority. And when what she needs to do and the things that she needs to fill her cup and elevate her mind and body and emotions, she has carte blanche absolute support. And it doesn't matter if that's a retreat, it doesn't matter if it's the gym, it doesn't matter. And I have that from her too. You know, if we ourselves are not whole and we are not optimized mind, body, spirit, emotionally, we cannot give to the people that we love what we're fully capable of. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to this personal development, it's going to be unique for each person. The podcasts that she listens to are not necessarily the same as mine, but there is a lot of overlap. But you know, we do work out religiously, and in most cases, like this morning, we do it together. So our alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning. We get up, we make coffee, we get ourselves ready. Kristen does some reading. I'm generally getting into the emails and getting some things hammered out there on that front. And we're out the door and at the gym by 6, or we're on the jiu-jitsu mats by 6, and we're home and we start our day. So, you know, that's a big thing. Nutrition is a really big thing too. Like we are very deliberate about the things that we put in our body and staying away from the shit that we know we should not be consuming, right? I mean, there's again, it's not elusive. Like we know the things that make us foggy headed and not feel great and make us lose sleep and not be optimized. So we don't put that into our bodies. We have figured out quite a few things that we really enjoy doing personally that overlap to where now we do it as a family. So when you talk about this personal development, you know, it's we figured out what fills our cup that is mutual. And that's a really cool thing. Yeah. Because we do a lot of things together and we really enjoy it. We love doing jiu-jitsu together. We have these Super 73 e-bikes. In fact, Kristen and I rode ours here yesterday. The three of us with our son rode all the way downtown, and we got a kick-ass burger at a place downtown. And so, I think that's a big component to it as well. And then having mentors is a really big piece of it. The people that we choose to enter our headspace and alter our mindsets is really important. Not everybody makes it onto the social medias, right? I mean, there's stuff on there and there's people that are blocked and there's stuff, notifications are turned off because we want to guard our headspace. But the people that provide value and that are out there serving the world, and they're not self-serving, those people get an opportunity to come into our ethers, and it just continues to boost and elevate.
Yeah. And it sounds like we do everything together. The nice thing is too, like he mentioned, we go to the gym together, but we don't work out together. Like we do our own separate yep. things. And then we meet in the sauna afterwards and do our sauna and go home. But yeah, it's important too that you know who you are separate from your spouse. And there's plenty of times I go do things with girlfriends and he does things with his guy friends. And it's good to have those other support systems as well. So,
yeah, I like that. And I wanted to touch, actually, you had said, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. And one other perspective that I had from the event is that you did have very high caliber individuals at this event. Mm-hmm. You know, Rondi Lambeth, you had Ray Cash, you had Lindsay Schwartz, you had these really high level individuals in the same room. And what I loved of every single person in that room was that they were just another human. Mm-hmm. Those numbers, those things did not play a part where it was like, oh, I'm afraid to talk to him or say something. It was their knowledge that they were, you know, giving and also receiving from other people, that was the neat part, where really it did come down to the connections of human beings being able to propel each other in a forward motion. And I think that like encompassed your entire event. And that I think encompasses what you guys are striving for. Mm-hmm. Where
I love that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's, I mean, that's a compliment.
Yeah. I mean, that's Ubuntu is the community itself, right? And that's from an African proverb of I am because we are. Mm-hmm. So from the speakers all the way throughout the attendees in the room, everybody in there is in there because they want to get better. Speakers included. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Cynthia Thurlow, she and her husband flew from Virginia just for this event. And she stayed through the entire event. Lindsay stayed through the entire event. Everybody stayed because they weren't just there to do their part, check the box and leave. They're mm-hmm. there to be better and to serve in any way that they can. And, you know, when you talk about that, you know, they're just people. People who are genuinely serving their purpose, who love what they're doing and are passionate about what they're doing, are deeply involved with personal and professional development. We all recognize that there will never be a point where we know more than what we don't know, mm-hmm. right? We don't have a fraction of the overall stuff figured out, right? And we only get better by surrounding ourselves by others who are passionate about sharing and growing the same way. Humility is a big thing. If you have somebody who they walk around with a chip on their shoulder and are all egoed up and they're unapproachable, that's somebody who's hiding something. Like they're making up for something somewhere, because they either that or they're just so full of themselves that they just don't have enough self-awareness to recognize it. But the reality is you've got to be humble, because you don't have a fraction of this overall crazy journey of life figured out. And we will always, under every circumstance, be better together than we ever will be alone.
Yeah. And I think I love you saying that, because I think now in our day and age of 2023, we have more resources, more social media, more this, that, the other, blah, 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 but less connection.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
And so I love what you two are doing with Ubuntu and Ubuntu. Coming. I always say Ubuntu. It. Ubuntu. It's a weird... I do always say it incorrectly.
You're not the only one.
I know. The U word.
Better than the F word.
Yes. I want you to share a little bit on like how people can get into this. If they're listening and they're like, that's something I've been looking for, that's something I want to, you know, strive for. If you're single or as a couple, like you are available to be in this. Like I said, I'm single. I was at this event. That I just touched on a fraction of what I learned, you know, like I need my own episode of just like, this is what I learned, you know, at the event. Tell people how they can find you, get connected with this community, be part of this community.
Yeah. So, I mean, this community is for, it's a couples community, but even if you're single, like Mackenzie,
Hey, thanks for
that. And she's ready to mingle. And you want to be in a healthy relationship. You want to see what healthy relationships are like. This is the community for you. It's very rare and it's really interesting. Chris and I were quite taken back to see how rare it is for there to be a couples-centric community. Mm-hmm. We've got two choices when it comes to being in a relationship and in progression. We can stay where we're at and we can continue getting the things that we've been getting. And if you're okay with that, then great. If you like how things are and you don't necessarily care about them changing, then stay right where you're at. This is not the community for you. If you are in a relationship and what you're looking for is progression and you're looking for elevation in your health, your wealth, your relationships, you're looking to get closer with your spouse, you're looking to accomplish more with your spouse, you're looking to achieve force multiplication, where you're able to accomplish things that otherwise were impossible, this is the community for you. This is a place where couples come together. We have all kinds of focused learnings. We have within the community itself, we have different groups. We have a group for entrepreneurs. We have a group for military and law enforcement. We have a group for first responders that Mackenzie, you're leading the charge on. And men's groups, women's groups. But this is a place where when you want to accomplish more together, you become a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking for couples that they want to progress. They want to be in a much, much better place 1 year from now than they're currently at. I will say that we are going to close off any memberships the beginning of October. Because we're starting the Best Sex series, and so that's going to be a really cool thing. But because it's an extended series, it's a 3-month program. We don't want people coming in the middle of it and not knowing what the hell's going on. So
be like, wait, you want me to do what? Yeah, you're like, yeah. You got to start it. You got to start it the first week.
Right, exactly. Which is, you know, it don't let the title necessarily fool you. That's the outcome that we seek on the back end of it. Or the front end of it, depending on what you're into. But
all the things we'll be learning. All those things.
It's not a Kama Sutra class, but it is a thing where you expect, based on the outcomes of the series itself, that the way it shows up in the bedroom will be beneficial.
Perfect. Yeah. How, before October, can they find this community?
You have got your very own link.
I do.
So it's ignitioncouples.com/raw.
Yeah. Yes. Listeners, all of that information will also be in the show notes. Matt and Kristen's information will be in the show notes. And I'm going to throw this out there for accountability of I'm going to do my own solo episode of what I learned at your guys' community. I'm really wanting to obviously take the podcast into another direction in expanding. And that includes a little solos with me. So, community, I am so glad you're here listening to another episode. You get to hear from Matt and Kristen. All of their information will be in the show notes. I encourage you to reach out, whether that to be me or them, to learning more about the community, how you can get involved, and what really, you know, I hope if you were listening to this, you know what it's about. But if questions come up, we're always here for you. So get in there before it closed. If you can't tell, they are high caliber, high individuals wanting to help others expand in their own life personally and professionally. So thank you, listeners, for coming along for another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You'd also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.